The region's major healthcare organizations are teaming up to create a research and treatment center for food allergies. One in 13 kids today has a food allergy, and sometimes those reactions can be fatal. More from KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
David Beatty remembers the first time he gave his son Spencer some peanuts.
I think it was around 3 when they were trying to introduce new foods. And he was starting to turn red. He was enjoying them.
Since then, the family has taken every precaution to make sure Spencer doesn't eat foods with peanuts. They keep EpiPens nearby just in case. And at school, Spencer eats lunch at a peanut-free table. He says it can get pretty lonely sometimes.
You can only invite 2 friends over because it's just one little table.
Spencer's allergy to peanuts could soon change. He's part of a national study looking at a new treatment.
What number did we get today?
205.
At the Northwest Asthma and Allergy Center, Spencer's blowing into a machine that measures his lung function. The test helps doctors monitor his body's overall reaction to peanuts. As part of the treatment, Spencer wears a skin patch that contains a very small amount of peanut protein. The patches change daily. Dr. David Naimi says the goal is to desensitize Spencer to peanuts.
Spencer initially, about a year ago, reacted to, you know, up to 1 peanut or less. Some kids with peanut allergy can react to very small amounts of peanut. And the goal now is that his threshold for a reaction is significantly higher a year later.
The study is the first effort by the Seattle Food Allergy Consortium, a new collaboration between the University of Washington, Seattle Children's Hospital, Virginia Mason, and Northwest Asthma and Allergy Center. Dr. Steve Tillis is part of the consortium and is the study's lead investigator.
Food allergy has at least tripled in its prevalence in the past several decades, and we currently have no other treatments available other than avoidance and having injectable epinephrine.
Tillis says the consortium seeks to marshal the scientific and medical expertise in the region toward finding better solutions for food allergies. Spencer Beatty has been on the skin patch study for a year now. He hopes the study can help his tolerance to peanuts.
If it actually works and everything, like I can actually eat peanuts, and even if I can't, I'll still be glad if it just like makes my reaction not quite as bad.
Tomorrow, Spencer will find out whether his reaction to peanuts has actually changed. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.